When you walk into Shirley Martin's cozy DeSoto home, one thing is clear. In the kitchen, she's the master.
Need to get me a skillet out, please.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little small skillet. No, in here. No, in here.
Today, her daughter Anita is playing the role of sous chef as Shirley bustles from sink to stove to oven. She's making baked chicken, over-seasoned spinach, and she sets the whole dish off with fluffy saffron rice and colorful veggies.
They don't take long because they're, you know, little baby carrots.
Shirley has been cooking since she was a teenager. First, because she enjoyed it.
You gotta love it to want to do it.
Then, professionally.
I started at Hockaday School in 63, and I started out as a line server. So it came up that we needed a cook. So I'm one, I tackle anything. I said, well, I want to take that head cook's position. I did. And I just, we went by recipes, but I'm always one. I just kind of do my own thing. If you kind of put your touch in anything, it makes it better.
She left her job at the Dallas Private School in her late 50s after suffering a brain aneurysm. Once she recovered, she took a few other cooking jobs, one at a church and another catering parties. Now 72 and a breast cancer survivor, she's hung up her professional apron, but still loves the kitchen.
So overall, I've been cooking, about 50 years or longer, you know, and still cooking, honey.
Shirley, who's divorced, gets a Social Security check every month and a small annual retirement from her time at Hockaday. But with no savings, she doesn't have enough to pay the mortgage and her bills.
It's hard to say. You save it today, you spend it today.
To stay above water, Shirley turned to Shared Housing, a nonprofit that provides her with tenants. She leases out two rooms in her four-bedroom ranch-style house for $400 a month apiece. Her two boarders are as much a part of the household as Shirley's family photos and antique cooking molds.
If they weren't here, I wouldn't be able to make it. I mean, that's just simple as that. Yeah, it helps out a lot. It really does.
She has family nearby to make sure her tenants are on the up and up.
I have a grandson. He's going to come give him the third degree. And Anita, my daughter that's here, they check him out. They kind of feel him out. A lot of people ask me, how do you take strangers in your home? Well, I just have that faith and I know they need the help and I just don't think about it.
Even though a lot of people her age no longer work, Shirley puts in about 18 hours a week with AARP. Part job, part computer training program, it provides a little extra income she desperately needs. She worries about money every day.
Not making my mortgage for number one. And then, of course, the plumbing. Things can happen, bills, your insurance, your car breaking down.
Shirley says while financial concerns are top of mind, she'd rather focus on what's good in her life, a loving family, and those kitchen skills. That's a gift everyone's grateful for at Thanksgiving.
Deep fry the turkey and we do the dressing and the corn puddings. And
Shirley's dream is to one day start her own nonprofit that helps people find affordable housing. She says her love for charity must be inherited.
When I was a little girl, my mother used to take a red wagon and go around in the neighborhood and take up canned goods and stuff for whoever was not as fortunate as we were. And that's the same feeling I have today when I take people in from charity housing or anywhere. You know, I feel that same way. I just think that if I could do it, I would.
And despite her own struggles, Shirley is. Courtney Collins for KERA News.